probably my earliest memory almost is my mother's sort of exasperated face. She tried to not only get me to read, but to be interested in reading. I found it hard, and I couldn't really see why I wanted to sort of climb this really quite hard hill. I mean, if it doesn't come naturally to you, then it's probably the hardest thing you'll ever learn to do. And so, yeah, it was definitely a trauma for both of us in those early days. Yeah.
And how did it affect learning at school? Because reading, obviously, the basis of everything.
Well, it is, and really, although I did learn to read, I was never a good reader through school. And there's no question that I ended up becoming an engineer, because academically I was performing much better in the sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily, since then, I actually enjoy the sort of social sciences more, really, than the technical sciences, and love reading in that area. But through school, it was a huge disadvantage, you know, being held back a bit in that area.
And did you feel the pressure?
Yeah, I was. It was never. Whenever you're in a classroom and you're not doing well, it's not a very comfortable position to be in. And of course, I mean, I was able to read. If you can't read at all, then that is at a quite different level. And I mean, I originally got into literacy in my adult life when my father was doing a reading system that he had developed in prisons. And I mean, the figures are just appalling. About 2/3 of prisoners are illiterate or have such a low literacy level that it's of virtually no use. And you know, there's no question that, and certainly in my mind, that that's contributed to them arriving there. And when we teach them to read, the impact it has on their psychology towards life is just massive. They effectively, we're sort of rewinding their life almost back to when they were 6 or 7, and school started to go wrong, and often, you know, they've made probably a subconscious decision to reject the system rather than fail at it. And so, to my mind, obviously it's my area, but I think it's a huge issue for people, and affects their lives in absolutely every way.
You mentioned that you went on to study engineering after school, but over the last 8 years you've been focusing on this Easy Read project and this educational system. So what made you decide to change tact and head off in this direction?
Well, life's what happens while you're making plans, as you know, and it just sort of came about by chance, really. In the late 90s, my father had been developing this charity working in the prisons, and he was then very ill for a year, and so I sort of took over running that for him, you know, while also I was running a furniture business here in Oxford at the time as well. And I was just absolutely struck by the impact this was having on people, and the fact that we were teaching people to read in about 4 or 5 months, and so the guys had absolutely no reason not to have learnt to read the first time round. It's just that they hadn't, for some reason. And so I started just sort of thinking about it, and my children had just learnt to read as well, and I was very struck by how hard they found it. And at the time, there was the whole switch over from what's known as real books learning to phonics. Phonics are now in the ascendancy. It's a battle that's gone on over the last 150 years between the two main sort of teaching methods. And so I just sort of started playing with it, and originally started with just a little alphabet book using some... I've been reading about how the memory works and how visual... That is, most of our memories are converted into some sort of visual image. And so I was sort of thinking, how could one use that knowledge? And we started with the alphabet, which is a very difficult thing to learn because it's very abstract. It's very sort of clean and beautiful, but because it has no grounding in anything physical that you can relate to, it's very hard for a child to relate to remember it. So we turned the letters into a sort of location where a, sort of some crazy character was doing something stupid, and that created a story around the letter for the child. And so we started testing that and got some really great results. And then just sort of step by step, we ended up with a reading system. I never set out with that plan. It just sort of happened that way.
And you mentioned you've got your own family now as well. So seeing them learn to read and your own experiences must have been very interesting to compare and contrast.
It was, absolutely, because I'm fairly confident that both my sons could have been sort of non-readers or poor readers. And I remember when I was trying to teach them that at times I used to think I'd probably get them to read, but they'd never want to look at another book in their lives, because it was traumatic for both parties, really, that it's very frustrating as a parent trying to teach a child to read. It's very difficult to know how to. It's terribly easy to get cross. And, of course, that doesn't help anybody. The psychology in the whole thing is so huge, and it's probably half of what we're doing with Easy Read is to get the psychology going the right way, and then once we've got that and the child is thinking, well, maybe I can get this to work, then we're just sort of laying a path up the hill for them. But if we haven't got the psychology right, really, you're wasting your time. You know, you just won't get anywhere. And I certainly know as a parent, it was a huge challenge for me not to get cross, not to get frustrated when, you know, we were working with words that they'd read in the previous page and they couldn't remember it on this page, and it's difficult not to think they're not trying and this sort of thing. And of course they are desperately trying, but it's hard, especially with English, which is such an inconsistent language.